Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and founder of Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company, as well as Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consultant. So, good morning. I just wanted to come on and talk to everybody. My March has been madness. I have been all around. I mean, just nonstop going, prepping for the reopening. I'm not going to say relaunch, but the reopening of my coaching business and pretty much the tea company. It hasn't been on hold, but I've only been supplying my suppliers and nothing else right now. Not the suppliers, but my contract people at the bed and breakfast resorts that I'm hosting my teas in right now that carry my teas. But I'm preparing for April showers, bring May flowers, and the spring return of all things of my businesses. So I wanted to come on this morning and I wanted to talk about change, the change that we desire or the change that we need and don't want to accept in life that help us flourish. If you've known me for a long time, you've known that I've always been plus size. I've always been overweight. Even as a kid, I lost a ton of weight in high school, and then I had my baby, and I gained a lot of weight, and then I just kept gaining and gaining. Then I lost a lot of weight again, and, you know, it was like I go so long and I lose it. But then accepting the fact that my comfort wasn't just food. My comfort was just shutting down. And when I shut down, my metabolism shuts down. So understanding that I had to release a lot of things that was blocking me and my true, true happiness. I've always been a happy person. I'm not every day happy. I do have my moments where I am not in the best mood or I'm, sad or now I'm going to say depressed because I don't claim depression, but I'm just at a funk. I'm at a down moment where I just really shut down and I don't want to be bothered. And a lot of that is centered around the people that I chose to associate with, the people that I chose to allow in my life, the people that I chose to impact me and not accepting that, hey, you need to release them or you need to release those objects or those things, and you holding on to memories, but those memories stem from a lot of things that you really don't even want tied to your life anymore. So once I started doing that, so like when I caught COVID at 21, it was bad. I had that Delta virus or whatever, and I should have went to the emergency room. And I'm not going to even say it was Delta. I had a bad case of it. And, I mean, I struggled. I was crying. I was begging God, please make me feel better. I couldn't hardly talk. I couldn't hardly breathe. I couldn't stay woke. I went through all my asthma pumps trying to, keep my airway going because it was a struggle. And then that was 21 days of this. And then after that, I got better. I went back to work. I had some issues still lingering from the impact of that. And I still went back to work. I had to, when I would go in the store, let's say Walmart, because the town I was in, that was mainly the store was Walmart. I would have to sit on one of those little electric buggies to maneuver around in the store. Walking was a pain. Walking any steps, I didn't have the oxygen in me. My breathing was just totally just out of whack. So in the process, I, started healing naturally with different things. And once I was getting myself back together, as you all know, my father died on my birthday. And they put him on, his heart stopped and they had to put him on full support. Life support, and finally, on the third that morning, everything just completely, that machine no longer worked. So, to me, my dad didn't want me to be sad on my birthday, so he kind of like held on to the third, but that's still my birthday. It happened on my birthday, so. But I had to realize that in the ring, we're not here forever. And two things were promised in life, and I've said it before, is to be born and to die. Where we don't want to lose our loved ones or, you know, my father, my mother. I don't want to lose my mom. But I have to realize that that's an unrealistic mindset. And life happens and things happen. But you don't lose the good times, the memories and all of that. And I think that's why I did not go into a depression deeply with my father. I was sad. I turned to drinking. And I mean, I was drinking heavier than I've ever drunk. I was going through at least a liter every 3 to 4 days. So it was a lot. I didn't even realize it until someone said, you know, you're doing an awful lot of drinking. And I was like, no, I'm not. And they was like, yes, you are. You're at the liquor store again. And you was just in the liquor store the other day when I was talking to you. So I was like, yeah, whatever. And then when I get to the room, I realize I got all these bottles of Tanqueray vodka, Sterling Silver vodka in the room that are empty. And what I was doing was I was getting a tall glass and I was pouring the whole glass full of vodka with some ice. And I was just downing two of them, get in the shower. When I get out the shower, I down two more, if not three. And then I lay down and I go to sleep. And I was in a dark moment. And I had to wake up and say, hey, this isn't you. Get your life together. Well, during that time, you know, my life started changing and I started realizing, hey, you know, let go of this stuff. Let go of these people. You don't need them. So 2022 rolls in and I'm like, you know, yeah, I don't need you. And I realize all you're doing is just sucking the life out of me because everything that you want, I got to put ahead of me. And that was associates, friends, family or what have you. And I started cutting people off. I started distancing myself from these people and I started feeling a lot better. And then while I'm doing all of this, I realized I'm like, dang, my clothes too big. What's going on? And as I was releasing more and more and more, I'm losing weight and not even realizing it. My stuff is falling off. I'm not unbuttoning my pants to get in them. And I'm talking about jeans, and I don't have jeans with the stretch. I have just regular jeans. Some of my jeans might have a little bit of stretch in them, but I didn't need to unbutton my clothes. I was just sliding in and sliding out. I'm like, okay, weight loss, thank you. But then I, you know, started realizing, hey, I got to go to the doctor and let them check this out and make sure I'm good. And I did that. And, you know, a little bit of stuff came up. But again, it stemmed from me having COVID and my life and my body changing. And I kept going and I keep going. And I just decided, hey, it's time. It's time to really take me serious and put me ahead of everything and in front of everything and really focus on me. So now people will say, hey, can you do this? Nope, but you can. And I got full confidence that you will do a wonderful job in that. I'm cheering for you. That's all I got for them. And a lot of people don't understand that I'm not going to do everything for them anymore. And they get rude and they get nasty and they talk about me. And then they expect me to still be the same person that I was with them in the past. No, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm going to distance myself from you because I hear you talking about me and you think I don't know. So now I got to change. I got to change up how I deal with you. And the way I change up on how I deal with you is I don't deal with you. I don't owe you no explanation. I don't owe you no way. Hey, you know, you said this about me. No, that's exhausting the breath that I need. I might need that breath later on sometime. So that change comes when you realize things don't always have to be the way that it's been. You can change life at any time and whenever you desire. You know, some people want to hold on because they don't know how to change. Some people want to hold on to stuff because they don't accept who they are. I accepted who I was, even as a bigger person. I took my grandson. When I'm home, me and my grandbaby, we do a lot. We play games, not so much video games, but we do play the games like card games, Uno, we play checkers, we play different things like and go fish and all this kind of stuff. Like, because I don't want them glued to the TV, you know, all the time. So I teach them other stuff. We haven't gotten to Monopoly yet because he's still small, but we got some other games. I buy board games for us and we play those. But we always have date nights. So at nighttime, and it was spring break, I got to be home for spring break. So Monday, we do our Monday, whatever he decide Monday going to be. And then on Tuesdays, we do Taco Tuesdays, and we order tacos, and we eat tacos, and he always get him a quesadilla or whatever, and we, you know, we have a good time. Well, Friday, we decided he wanted to go to the movies, and we went to the movies, and we went to see Shazam. Very good movie, even for adults. I really enjoyed it. It was really good. But we finished the movie, and he said, Granny, I got to go to the restroom. So I said, okay. And I always instruct him, once you come out the bathroom, I want you to stand here where the guy that was at the thing can see you just in case. And the gentleman said, I'm watching him. So I said, okay, thank you. So I went to the restroom. And when I came out the restroom and went to wash my hands, I had to do a double take. I have lost half of me, and I'm okay with that. I have lost over half of what I was, and I am so happy inside. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and I was telling my doctor that, and he was like, I'm just looking at you, and I'm just sitting here, and I'm just smiling because I'm very proud of you. When I arrived to the job site that I'm at right now, I got here on Sunday, and when I got here, and showed up to work Monday morning, my project manager looked at me and he didn't say anything. And the CLS looked at me and he didn't, you know, they just spoke. And I was standing outside later on that day, and I was just outside enjoying the weather, like taking a little quick look break. And my project manager said, damn, girl, what'd you do? You look amazing. I almost didn't know you so small. And I, you know, told him, and he was like, proud of you. You look amazing. You know, and it makes you feel good. And sometimes we don't even realize the amount that we've lost, because I didn't realize it. I was at home and I put on this jogging suit that I brought in last year. And when I brought it, I couldn't pull it up over my butt good. It didn't cover me right. So I was going to the meat store because we were going to barbecue while I was home. And I put this jogging suit on. And I had to actually pull it up underneath my breast. That's how big it is now. And I'm tall, and it was like hanging. And when I came out of the room, my mom looked and she said, you lost more weight than I thought you did. And I said, you see it? I said, girl, you see it? She said, get your ass on out of here. Go on now. And I said, Mom, look. She was like, get all that booty, all that butt, get on up out of here. You know, and we was just laughing. But I'm so accustomed to just throwing on what I already have in my closet that everything in my closet is too big, because my change came from my mental thoughts. My change came from my inner thoughts. It didn't come from, oh, I need to look this way because I need to impress this person, or I need to do this so I could be accepted. I accepted me years ago. I've always accepted who I was. My aunt that named me, she used to say, walk with your head up. Stop walking with your head down. Because back then I was shy. But I'm not shy anymore. I still have shy tendencies. But I will strike a conversation. I will talk to people. I don't walk in the room with my head down, trying to avoid eye contact with people anymore. I did that when I was younger, when I was in my teens and my 20s. Once I realized, you know, I didn't need to do that, that was no longer, and I'm okay with that. But a lot of us don't realize a lot of people get into these bully mentalities and this bully mindset, and they think that if they make fun or distract the attention off of themselves, people won't realize that they're broken. It's okay to be broken, but it's okay also to get yourself healed and release whatever trauma or issues that you are dealing with. Everybody didn't grow up with a perfect childhood. Everybody didn't grow up with a perfect adulthood. You can change that. You can change how you survive. You can change how your day goes. You can change how your life is going. I was on a TikTok live last night. And the lady was talking about her one of the people that was on the live was asking the host about her marriage. And she said, do you think it's time I should leave? Because I'm just unhappy. And the lady said, only you know when you're ready to leave. Nobody can tell you when to leave a situation. Only you will know when you're ready and when you've had enough. And if you got to question somebody else that, then you got to ask yourself instead of asking, should you leave? You got to question yourself and say, why am I punishing myself when I'm not happy? And she said, if I'm with him 7 days a week, four of those 7 days I'm unhappy. You only have 7 days in a week, so you only want to be happy 3 days in a week, or do you want to be happy 7 days? And I'll use my situation. I wasn't happy with Ben for a long time, but I got in that mindset. I didn't want anybody to say, I told you so. I didn't want anybody to say, oh, I knew they weren't going to last. I wanted to make them see, hey, they did work out. They did do this. But in the midst of doing that, I was digging a deeper hole of sadness for myself. I was smiling when I wasn't around him, but when we were together, people didn't know how sad I was and how I would just sit in silence. Silence because I wasn't happy. To be with a narc that uses anything to tear you down because of jealousy. See, you can't, I had to learn, I can't get with a man. And I'm using the word man. That has less than me, but has a mentality and has a mindset that if she's got more than me, I'm a lover. But the way I'm a lover is, I'm going to bring her down in some ream so that she feels uncomfortable and need me to lift her up in an area. And that's basically what he was doing. Financially, he didn't have what I had. I don't own a house, but he owned a house. But it was like a squatter. You only own it because somebody, you squatted, you ended up getting a deed. That's where they live at. It's totally different or whatever. But your property taxes hadn't been paid since 2014. And we didn't start talking until 2019. So you was already behind prior to me. And you never thought to pay your taxes. So you're on the verge of being homeless. And you're not saying anything about it. But what you do is you tell me, oh, you're not doing this. Oh, you're not going to do this. No, this ain't how this going to go. You're going to do this. You're going to do, you know, everything had to be centered around him being happy and me just sitting still. And that's not how I am. I'm not that type of person. So I'm just enjoying my life when I'm not with him because I'm at the happiest point. And then when we together, everything was just, the sex was horrible. When I say horrible, it was horrible to the point where I had started telling him, I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm bored. And his exact words was reply to me one day was, well, then take your bored ass on and find somebody that makes you happy. Okay. And when the straw finally broke the camel's back and I finally said, I don't want to be with you no more. Go be with them. You make them smile and I am not smiling. So you go be with these people that you cheating on me with and we're going to be okay. And that's because I accepted change. I called a lady that was a real good friend of mine and I said, listen, you was right. We finally broke up. And her things was, sis, I tried to tell you he wasn't the one, but I stepped back and let you, you know, do what you was doing. And then, of course, she was like, he wasn't shit anyways. He didn't have a motherfucking thing. You know, because that's how they felt. And my baby mama, my goddaughter's mother, you know, she got to the point where she told him, you ain't have shit for my baby mama to be with you. So you should have been lucky. You should have felt blessed. And I don't insult people by what they don't have. But I had to wake up and say, never again will I date a man that got less than me because he can't accept who I am. It's an intimidation for a lot of males. And instead of saying, listen, I'm not on your level, this ain't gonna work, it becomes a competition to figure out where they can break you at. And the only way you can break me is to make me feel like I have of no value. And I know I got value. So to be with someone means that you gotta be with somebody that makes you feel like you're with somebody. Not someone that only deals with you or gives you a vibe that, hey, am I really wasting my time? The moment you start questioning anything in your life is the moment you got to evaluate yourself and why this thing needs you. Why do they need me? Not why do I need to let them go, but ask yourself just a simple question. Why do they need me? Why do they need me to keep these papers? Why do they need me to do this? Why does these papers need to stay in my presence? I don't need all this stuff. Let me let it go. I don't need this person. That friendship been dead. Only time I hear from them is when they want something from me. So it's time for me to say, hey, pump my brakes. Let me slide back because this ain't what I want. And you'll be just fine. Change is something that we all need. Change is something that we all have to accept. Change back to the person when you were eager to be all of these great things that you wanted to be. But because somebody said, or it's because people said, nope, you need to do this. I was told, hey, don't walk away from that county job. That's a government job. You don't leave that, you stay there. That was the most miserable job that I have ever had in my 49 years of living. Those people were down there, they were grumpy, they were miserable, they were just the soul sucked out of them because they got trapped in. Not leaving a place because that's all they knew. That wasn't for me. I did my 7 years and I'm like, peace, I'm out. I'm at a job, I love my job. I love my career that I have now. I travel. May not be the best things. Y'all, a lot of people say, oh, well, you travel. Where you going? Oh, you got the best thing. You're doing this. But it's a lot of time of being away from your family and not having anybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, and you? Have a good one. A lot of people don't realize we have to accept that everything isn't for us. And we have to start releasing things. I didn't like the county. It wasn't for me. I had an opportunity thrown in my hands to leave the county, and I took it. But at first, I was scared to take it. And I remember going to Miss Beverly and telling her that these people offered me a job. And I remember her saying, take it. Don't get trapped in here like I have. And I was like, but I got, she was like, don't use no buts, because that's the excuse I made all these years that I have been here. And I sat and I thought about it, and I went home and I thought and I prayed, and I sat there at my computer at the house and I typed up my letter of resignation. I didn't even know how to type one back then. So I had to Google, and at that time we was Yahooing. I had to look it up and research on the internet. What is a letter of resignation? How to write one? What does a sample of one look like? And I found one and I typed it up, and I typed it up and I added my own words to it and everything. And I went to work and I had it in an envelope, and I sat there with the envelope. And all day I kept saying, man, do I really want to do this? And Miss Beverly said, what's wrong? I said, nothing. And she said, what did you decide? I said, here's my letter. So we went upstairs. She read the letter. She said, it's a good letter. She said, it's up to you now. So I said, I'm going to do it. So I got back down there, and I was sent to my desk, and the director, the building official, walked past. And I said, hey, Mr. Olin, can I talk to you? And he said, sure. So he sat on my desk, and I said, he said, what's wrong? So I handed him the envelope. He opened the envelope, and he was reading. He looked at me, and he got up, and he walked to his office. But as he was walking to the office, he looked at my supervisor and he said, come with me. So he took her back there. And then next thing you know, my phone rings and they bring me back there. And he says, what's wrong? Why are you leaving? And I said, I'm unhappy. I every time I turn around, y'all, they nitpicking on trying to write me up. You want to write me up because I'm helping a group that has a line listed down 2 pages, and I'm trying to help them knock it down because we have nobody. It's just a lot of stuff, and I got offered a job that triples my pay here. And he said, Deb, leave. And he said, you know, this is a government job. I said, I talked to somebody and I thought about that, and I just can't do it. He said, how long you been here? And he called in Mr. Morton, and me and Mr. Morton were really close. And he called him in and he said, she's resigning. She just gave me a 2 weeks notice. And Alan looked at me and he said, you invested yet? I said, no, not yet. It would be this year in a couple of more months, 6 more months. And he said, you sure this is what you want to do? I said, I can't do it. I'm unhappy. He said, I see it in your face. He said, the door will always be open if you ever want to come back. But we'll take care of you, because when you came from the fire department, you lost a lot of comp time from building a system. A lot of people don't know I assisted with the fire department, Orange County Fire Department, with building their system of tracking inspections and things. I worked countless weekends, overtime and all of that, and they paid us with comp time. But because I transferred, they wouldn't let me transfer my comp time, and I had months of comp time. So what they did for me was they took my comp time, they backed it up, and they put it in there. And when I resigned, they pushed my start date back, and I was able to get my 7 years vested with the county. That's because I'm a good worker, and that's because I go to work and I don't bother anybody, and I sit and I mind my business, and I do my work, and I help where needed, and I try to give my all to people. A lot of people don't realize that, but that change allowed me to realize, never get stuck where you're unhappy. Just because I took this career path don't mean that I got to stay on that career path. Maybe I thought that's where I wanted to be, but then I realized something better is out there for me. So I'm going to end this by saying there's something better for all of us. Doesn't mean go quit your job today. I'm not recommending that for anybody. But what it means is, if you're unhappy at that job, start looking. It doesn't matter your age. If you feel you don't have the skills for that job, take some classes. Votech centers are very cheap. A lot of people don't like to utilize the Votech centers. Use them. That's how I got proficient in Excel. I paid $9 for the beginner. I paid $9 more for the intermediate. And I think I paid like $19 for the advanced Excel through the Votech center. 1 day class. And it was amazing. And they showed you how to maneuver and use Excel. Take time and invest in you for the change that you desire in life. And with that being said, I'm going to say have an amazing, amazing Wednesday. It's hump day. We're halfway through the week. March is almost over. Start preparing for your showers. April showers bring May flowers for everybody to bloom and be amazing. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.